Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Who's messing with my mind, man?
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Day it is now. Is somebody messing with me? Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Whatever day of the week it is, you know, it doesn't matter. It's here. It's now. And we got outside the box with Ty Bollinger. He's on the road again. He's doing the cancer segment. Super Don, do you know just what happened? Because I think we just went through the time warp.
I was just sitting here going, oh, man, it's hump day, middle of the week. I wish it were Friday. And then our syndicator,
fault.
Justin, our board, you've made today Friday. That's awesome.
You wished it was the day before we had our one day off. This week I don't, because I think Richard Pearl asked me to host this show. All right, so if that's any indication, this show is going to be wild. But you know, we got someone to start. We got Roger Martin from Grover Vets. We got Ty Bollinger on the road outside the box. And we've got our guy on the ground from the ground. I mean, he's grounded. Let me just say this. In good science, in real history, he's not a doc. He's better. He's Chris Barr. He's back. And he's quickly back because last week we had him on. He was featured on the news in Arkansas. And he followed up at a local Arkansas kind of government meeting about them trying to limit exemptions to vaccination among the children of Arkansas. Christopher Barr, my friend, thank you for jumping in so quickly. You really presented the science and the medical doctors. All they could do was cry.
Well, it was pretty amazing, actually. Their last meeting they had nobody show up. They had no public comments 6 months ago when they went to make changes to the vaccine regulations. So I know that the news last week piece really hit them hard, because this time the room was full with the doctors from the local hospital, the chief of infectious diseases, the pediatrician from the Board of Health. They had all the big guns out, and they started with them, and from the first one to the last one, they all said, oh, we fully support all of these changes that are proposed, because we know that vaccination is key to prevention of all illnesses. I mean, they all pretty much said the same thing, which was nothing. None of them addressed any of the changes. None of them addressed any science at all. All they did is tout their credentials and talk about, we know vaccination is great, so basically whatever you want to do is great.
Chris, I know you've been at this for decades, as have I, and Mike Adams and such. And I have to say, we not that we're in a I always like to use battle terminology. Sometimes it's the best way to describe things. But if there's a winner in this situation, it's not only you, but it's the kids, because we actually have the science on our side. I found this more and more. Those people that are pro-vaccine, they don't refer to the science. They refer to emotion and fear. And here you were presenting them things that even was acknowledged on the CDC's own websites.
Well, yes, and they're looking at a few things. They wanted to add the hepatitis A to the vaccine schedule. So I just noted that in the state of Arkansas, from their figures, there were 35 cases in the last 5 years. And I noticed, and I noted the death rate. I did all the math. I showed, so we're going to save, we're going to save one life every 30 years for a cost of more than $30 million, and every year we're going to have tens of thousands of side effects, even if they're minor ones, to save one life for $30 million. And I said, come on, that doesn't even make sense. And then I also noted the CDC says, and the World Health Organization says, and, you know, I just brought in Medline, and I cited all of their science for why this wasn't a good idea. And I think the one that hit them the hardest was, pertussis is in the news, whooping cough. And they wanted to add another vaccination dose to teenagers. And I noted, well, according to the CDC, brand new information, they have a listing of incidence of pertussis, whooping unvaccinated and those with just one dose, and then those that have three or more doses or fully vaccinated. And I know that the CDC's figures show the highest incidence is in the most vaccinated. The lowest incidence is in the unvaccinated. And I said, and the difference is 300 to 400% greater. And you could just hear the room just silent. They were stunned. Hmm. So I said, you know, it's neither sensible nor logical. We want to add another dose when that's the highest incidence group is the heaviest dosed? So that doesn't even make any sense. And I say it for last, the emotional punts that they were all pulling, because they wanted to... The vaccine law now says in every state, including Arkansas, if you're unvaccinated and there's an outbreak, that they may exclude you from school because there's rampant disease. And it's never a set amount. Well, they want to put a mandatory minimum of 21 days whenever there's some kind of an outbreak.
Right.
You know, so I just addressed to them that I said, look, I said, that's nothing more than bullying by the state. I said, everybody in this room knows that every disease has a different incubation period. So to set a mandatory minimum of 21 days, so you're going to deprive children of their public education just in a bullying move to punish those who are more educated so they don't fill their children with poisons.
Whoa. Ouch. I mean, they must have been reeling at this point.
Oh, they were, and at that point, some doctors who weren't supposed to speak, you have to check off a note if you're going to talk. Some of them spoke up, and one man said, I saw a child die from tetanus because the parents didn't give him a tetanus shot. And I thought, well, first of all, tetanus isn't part of the proposed changes here. But it wasn't a discussion, so I couldn't jump on it because my first thought was, well, why did you watch him die from tetanus? Why didn't you give him Lobelia, which I've personally seen Lobelia knock out lockjaw, which is what I've seen it instantly take it out. Why didn't you give him natural immunogenic sovereign silver that destroys every pathogenic organism? You know, why'd you watch him die? You know, and so they started having some emotional pullouts, but what was most interesting was Dr. Yamauchi, who is President Obama's liaison to the World Health Organization. And he actually addressed me respectfully and acknowledged the importance of clean water, which I had also brought up, and that the key wasn't vaccinations, but clean water, and that the only place we see these diseases continuing in numbers is where they don't have clean water and they don't have sanitation. And he acknowledged the truth of that, but he still wanted to piggyback with vaccinations. And he mentioned, you know, they're one of their favorites. We've eliminated smallpox with vaccination. Hmm. And I was the only one to get a second word in, and I think it kind of caught them off guard because they're trying to limit everybody.
Sure.
And I addressed Yamauchi and said, I said, really? Smallpox was vaccination went on for more than 250 years before it was declared eradicated. You want to call that a success story? It took more than 250 years of vaccination? I said, and right here in Arkansas in 2002 and 2003, they started using smallpox vaccine because of a purported bioterrorism threat. And the state of Arkansas, after 6 months, and every state in America, stopped the campaign because of the deaths and widespread side effects from the vaccine. So that's hardly a successful vaccine.
Chris, you actually said that to this guy that was President Obama's liaison to the World Health Organization?
Yes, to the whole meeting there, all the doctors and nurses there. And at that point, the meeting was scheduled to go from 1 to 2. It was about 1:35, and the guy up front banged his gavel and said, and with that, we'll close the meeting today, and we're going to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. I you know, they're going to have your picture up, and they're going to say, don't let this guy in because we can't counteract what he says.
Well, no, because all I gave was science. They dealt with emotion.
Right.
I did deal them an emotional pitch, but it was a planned one.
Sure.
You know, you're going to take their public education, which, frankly, I'm not even in favor of.
I know. I was, like, thinking that the 21 days you're mandating the kids to stay out of school, they might actually gain in intelligence. but you know, by being with people that hopefully teach them to question authority. And really, the basis of true or real science is always questioning. And it's funny because Mike Adams, a health ranger, just put out a video saying, you know, he's really worried about the state of scientific inquiry and teaching kids science in America anymore, because he had to point out to everybody how many heavy metals are in these even organic items being imported from Asia, and the FDA won't do its job. The USDA says nothing about it. And those who are claiming the mantle of science ignore the fact that vaccines include heavy metals that are injected into infants.
Yes, and I got to address that also about the aluminum, which is an adjuvant and the ones they want to add.
Mm-hmm.
And also noted that that's a known neural disruptor in the meeting, and noted that it was approved before these things were known, and that aluminum wouldn't even be able to get past the approval process by today's standards, but it's been grandfathered in to these vaccines, and it shouldn't be there. So I got a lot of information in there. I also got an interview privately with the state director for the vaccination for quite a while, which she concluded by telling me, we should work together. We've already had some email exchanges. She said, stay in touch. We should work together. So, you know, I don't know whether that means we want to know where you are and what you're doing.
Right.
Or if they really do, because I told her about Sovereign Silver for the, because she ignores the antibiotic problem with them becoming not useful.
Right.
And told her about the healing capabilities, about the antibiotic abilities, told her about lobelia, and I have whooping cough instances documented where it's knocked out whooping cough in 2 days using lobelia.
Yeah, Chris, and the thing is, what you're presenting are options. There are other options. You're not saying no vaccines and everybody dies. There's no other option. It's like we present all of these ways that we've witnessed firsthand and even know validated scientifically can eradicate or at least neutralize these so-called pathogenic agents that they claim cause these diseases. We provide that. They don't. They say vaccine or everyone's going to die. That is such a lie to begin with.
Yes, exactly. So it was a great meeting, and it was like shooting fish in a barrel, frankly.
Chris, you did a great job as always. I appreciate you so much, and I thank you for allowing us to squeeze you in here to open the show today.
Great. Thank you again.
All right.
Great work.
He's Not a Doc. Go to notadoc.org. Check it out. All the links are up in the show notes. We'll be back to Grow for the Vets. What's that all about? Compassion and healing.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,298.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,346, $673 for a half ounce, or $336.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,346, $673, and $336.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, you guys and gals, now that we figured out it is the middle of the week, sorry to bum anybody out, but hey, that was a great little snippet with Chris. I love it. And you think the citizen activists on this level bringing the truth about healing and referencing the danger of science gone wrong, science gone mad, injecting heavy metals into children, whether it be mercury, aluminum, or otherwise, is not good science. It's just not. Even if you have a PhD by your name or an MD by your name, we cannot ascribe goodness to that statement just because you have a degree.
Right.
Now, the plants of creation are the things that have been given to us for healing, for sustenance. You know that if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, as some of you have. You also know that, you know, my wife went through some tremendous pain, has been, dealing with the trigeminal neuralgia from dental work. And that after going through so many options that we had, some of which took a little bit of the edge off, even heavy narcotics from the drug industry, which we'd never used, but just were desperate to get her help, didn't touch it. Until we found the CBD from the industrial hemp plant. Now, the controversy is not so much that. It's those that speak out against the other cannabinoids, like THC, because of the psychoactive component. We acknowledge here that not everybody needs that. They could get by with CBD. My wife has done great with the CBD on pain management compared to anything else that we've tried, and I'm grateful for it. But right now we've got an amazing story of a U.S. Army veteran. His name is Roger Martin, and he had been in constant pain since the 70s. And been through the OxyContins of the world and realized at a certain point in his history here that he'll share with us that that plant of creation is fantastic. It works. It's not addictive. It's not toxic to the liver or kidneys. And he's on a mission now. And there's a group called Grow for Vets. We're going to talk to him about it right now. U.S. Army veteran Roger Martin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on.
Listen, the service that you're giving to your fellow vets now is as important as anything that I can imagine going on right now, and I'm grateful that you're doing it. But I just kind of set the stage for your backstory. Perhaps you can give us some more insight.
Sure. As you said, I've been in pain since the 70s, and kind of just dealt with it. When OxyContin first hit the market, my doctor prescribed that for me, and he warned me that even though they said it was not addictive, he didn't know, so to be careful. I was getting private health care at the time, which I did up until just a couple years ago, actually. And the prescription that I had was for up to 60 milligrams of OxyContin three times a day. But I was able, for the first several years, to get that in 10-milligram tablets. So even though it's not the right way to take it, and I wouldn't advise anybody who's on it to do it this way, I would, if at night, for example, if I was not in a lot of pain, I'd only take two instead of six. I don't recall ever taking six, actually, or even five when I had the 10-milligram tablets, but it was nice to have them on hand since it's physically addictive, and if you run out, you're in big trouble. So what happened was is the last 2 years that I was on OxyContin, my insurance company said, wait a minute, your prescription's for 60-milligram tablets three times a day. We're only paying for the 60-milligram tablets. And I don't know if you know the history of OxyContin, but when it first came out, a lot of people were crushing it and cutting it and,
right,
you know, snorting and all that. Well, they put something in the pill that if you do anything to it to alter it, it kills, you know, it makes the thing basically inert. So consequently, I couldn't cut them in half, couldn't do anything. So I ended up taking 180 milligrams of OxyContin a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was pretty much considered fully functional, not that you want me driving towards your wife, I guess, on a two-lane highway, but, I mean, it was what it was. I met a doctor in the Lake Tahoe area who told me she was I met her on a social basis, but she told me she was using a drug, another narcotic called Suboxone, to treat rich young, you know, kids who are heroin addicts. Their parents had sent them to the clinic. And she never treated anybody with OxyContin with Suboxone, but she said it probably would work, so I tried it. You know, I quit OxyContin that day. That was back in 2010. You know, I didn't know at the time she was a bad doctor. She was running a script mill pretty much, but she didn't tell me that I was supposed to take Suboxone for 12 to 18 months to withdraw from OxyContin.
Right.
Consequently, I weaned myself off of it in 5.5 weeks. And so I had withdrawal symptoms every night. And
oh my God! Well, listen, Roger, you've been down to the depths. If you've been addicted to that drug and come off of it, I'm sure this is a big part of your passion and your mission to make sure other vets don't go down the road you've been going on. And we're going to talk more about the mission of Grow for Vets. You can check it out, grow4vets.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN. We're going to be back with more of Roger Martin and Grow for Vets.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we've been covering it intensely. We could literally cover this topic 24-7 and not run out of things, new things to present to you. On the issue of medical marijuana, curative cannabis, heavenly hemp, whatever you thought. We actually have a chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal called just those three things to give you a perspective on how important and vital this is to reintroduce the sustenance and nourishment and healing to the endocannabinoid system that has been ignored or violated or, it's been a neglect situation since the federal government declared war on weed, so to speak. This weed is not something that I'm concerned about as I was taught to growing up. I was lied to about it, and I bought some of those lies. But it is medicine from God, in my opinion. And our guest right now, Roger Martin, growforvets.org. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, is on a mission. He's got a passion. He's doing it with his son, and others are joining in to help out to get this plant out to those vets who are suffering from PTSD, pain disorders, and beyond. And, Roger, we are certainly grateful for your work.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show. I appreciate you helping to spread the word.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air. Super Don, I tell you what, we are excited about what we're hearing.
Yeah, well, when you go to, and it's grow4vets.org, and you take a look at what's going on here, I mean, and help me out here, Roger, you are providing basically the opportunity to not only for these vets to get the medical cannabis that they need for whether it's pain or PTSD or whatever, but you're also you're doing that thing where, you know, they say you can give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, you can, you know, teach a man to fish and he'll eat. You're actually helping them out with other aspects of being able to provide for themselves as far as their medical cannabis and also in other ways. Explain what it is that you're doing for the vets here.
Well, in addition to what you mentioned, when we provide them with the equipment, we have expert growers that will actually go to their home, help them, you know, establish their home garden, and then if they have problems along the way, if they have problems with plants or whatever, they'll actually go out there and evaluate what the situation is and help them. Another thing that we're really keen on doing that will be starting sometime in mid to late July. Is helping people or veterans get involved in the cannabis industry. We've already had emails from a lot of veterans who want to relocate to the state of Colorado. They're tired of, I mean, almost a direct quote, one I read this morning from a guy who said, "I just can't stand all the pills that the VA is shoving down my throat anymore. You know, I'm coming to Colorado."
Right. Well, we even covered the story about the VA's the secret wait list or something. It's bizarre what's happening there. But, you know, even if there wasn't that, they're not supporting that I know of as a broad-based program to give this plant, provide this plant to the vets in desperate need. Instead, they're continuing to, you know, focus on addictive, dangerous, liver-toxic, immunosuppressant drugs that don't address the underlying issue at all. Now, you, as he said, you came through the OxyContin addiction. At what point did you discover that this plant, known as cannabis, could help you?
Well, it was a tough road for me. I have six kids, and most of them are athletes, and I have a background many lifetimes ago and now in law enforcement. So it was a tough sell for me. What happened was is that at the time I was taking OxyContin, I had to take Ambien to sleep. So I had to take, you know, I could sleep maybe 3 hours if I took Ambien. I got up, I think, 20 milligrams of that and saw these people ODing on that and OxyContin. But anyway, when I got off of OxyContin, I was in so much pain at night I couldn't sleep. I'd sleep maybe an hour a night. And that's when another a good doctor stepped forward and suggested that I try marijuana. I'd been a heavy smoker until 1985, so I wasn't too keen on lighting up. So she suggested edibles. So basically every night since 2010, you know, I eat some sort of edible that's marijuana infused, and it allows me to sleep, you know, 4 or 5, sometimes even 6 hours a night without taking any narcotic drugs. I met some cancer patients who,
yes,
you know, couldn't eat. Who in a month or so after, you know, using medical marijuana, I couldn't have picked some of these ladies out of a crowd of two. They looked so different. It was just incredible. So I was pretty much sold then.
Roger, you also mentioned the concern, you know, being in law enforcement as well as the military. There's a report here 4 months after the full legalization in Colorado, there's been no increase in Denver crime whatsoever. So, I mean, if this were a test case to say, hey, maybe this is good news. And another thing is the Mexican cartels are starting to go bankrupt.
Absolutely. You know, and other than people have their eyes wide open like you, most of the media, you know, they want to play up the college student who came to Colorado during spring break and ate a marijuana candy or something and jumped off a balcony, or the guy who shot his wife after eating one piece of marijuana candy. And expect people to believe that that's why he shot his wife. I mean, that's so ludicrous. It's just unbelievable.
There's nothing new about that. It's the media slant. It's like, you know, if there's a parade or something for something and you don't like what the parade stands for, they'll always grab the cameras and zero in on the one crazy nutso guy that's dressed like a chicken, you know, or something, you know, as if that portrays what the entire thing is about. So that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, it's the message that gets out typically through the normal media channels or big national media channels is not always the correct message. I just appreciate the fact that, you know, that you do put out the truth, and people need to hear that, you know, and they need to wake up. I mean, my whole life I thought marijuana was a drug, you know, a bad drug. I mean, I arrested people for marijuana. I don't feel good about that today at my age, but, I mean, it's just something I did, you know, so...
We were all duped, Roger, and to his credit, Sanjay Gupta acknowledged that same thing in his CNN special on it. We still got a long way to go, but I think this weed or plant is going to open, I think, the realm for botanical healing of all kind, because it's going to be hard for them to just categorize this as the unusual one among many, as we've been arguing for this for so many years. So this will not only help the vets, but if you think about what they at least tell you that you're serving your country for, to defend liberty, and they can't come home and utilize something that would help them, again, it's more disgust from me about the politicians that have sold out the American, let's say, value of liberty.
Well, you know, and that's absolutely a fact. And, you know, you brought up the point about, you know, why do they just stuff, you know, drugs, narcotic drugs down their throat, pharmaceuticals that can kill them. Why is marijuana the last resort for treatment? To me, it's the first resort. You give somebody something that can't harm them first. If that doesn't work, I guess you can go down the pharmaceutical road or some other road, but why give them that as a last resort? It's absolutely crazy. But the VA's made some strides. I don't know if you're aware, one of the interviews, a television interview I did in connection with the TV interview I did last week, they actually had a spokesperson from the VA on camera, from the Denver VA, stating pretty much what we state. It's okay if the veterans use marijuana, we have no problem with that. We won't take any punitive action against them. We won't withdraw any medications or any treatment. But we just want them to tell their doctor that they're using it to make sure that the doctor doesn't give them something that could have some strange interaction with THC or whatever's in the marijuana. And we tell our veterans that, too. But to me, that was a watershed moment, having someone from the VA on television making a statement like that. So we're encouraged by that.
Yeah, it's a step, definitely a step in the right direction. Things are changing rapidly. We don't want to discount that, but at the same time, there's a lot of work to do when the old media, as we call them, are still focusing on the one case that is not even evidence that this cannabis plant is causing harm to anyone. So we are going to continue to get this word out. Now, participation. What can people do? Is it only for vets to help? Can anybody who's not a vet come into your organization and volunteer? How can they help?
Absolutely. You know, we have people stepping forward, but we need more all the time. And we have people from other states wanting us to, you know, come to other states. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in the coming weeks. And number one thing, I guess like most organizations, we need is money. You know, on the website, I appreciate you spreading the word on that. People can donate online for that. We have no paid employees, I want to emphasize at this point. Everyone's a volunteer, so every dollar that people give is going toward, you know, something good that we're trying to do for veterans. So, you know, we're excited to be able to do that. We've got a great group of, a small group of volunteers at this point, but it's growing. So the main thing people can do is just, you know, support us. They can, you know, retweet us. They can spread the word on Facebook. And if they can afford to give us money, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and there was an article, Superdon, you put out there through the Health Freedom Express that went viral about the, you know, evidence that cannabis is curing even brain cancer. And, of course, there are a lot of strange maladies and cancers coming up in our veterans as well. So it isn't just like the pain issues that Roger had suffered or even the PTSD, which is significant and huge, but cancer issues being helped in this way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, as you know, we talk about this all the time. You know, it seems like as time goes on and when more and more research is done, we're finding there are more and more ways that this plant can be used to benefit people and replace those pharmaceutical drugs that we talk about all the time that are causing so many problems and causing addiction and basically causing death, you know, ultimately. So I cannot think of a better thing we could do to, you know, to give back to our vets, the people who, you know, served us in this way, rather than them coming back and being put on these addictive drugs. I mean, that's a disservice any way that you look at it. And so what, you know, Roger, what you're doing here is just awesome. And, you know, there's one thing that I love in the interview that you did recently. There was a quote that you put out there, because I guess there's some people that are you're getting a little bit of blowback. Is that right here? Maybe a little bit of opposition to what you're doing here. And you were quoted, you said, if somebody wants to step up and challenge us when we're helping out veterans and they think that's the PC thing to do, good luck to them. And I love that. I was just like, yeah, good luck. You know, try and do something, or try and you know, go against what you're doing. Are you actually experiencing any opposition or blowback to what you're trying to do?
You know, so far we have not.
Okay.
And we operate strictly under the rights given to Colorado citizens by Amendment 64, not under the medical law. And so we have kind of a broad base. I have been in touch with law enforcement in several different communities, and you know, I had a meeting, as a matter of fact, in my hometown, and a good meeting with the chief of police and the chief for about almost an hour. So far it's been good. You know, I
good stuff happened.
Hey. That we're not here to get people high.
No. We don't take it that way, and I don't think any of our audience does, but it's good to say it. Roger Martin, thank you for being here. We want to stay in touch with you. Good work with Grow4Vets.org. Link it up. We'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Thanks again to Roger Martin from Grow for Vets. Obviously, we want it legal and available for everyone who needs it, but there is certainly a subpopulation of the United States that have just been harmed tremendously, partly because they're sent off into unconstitutional foreign incursions, and you know that's traumatic enough. Any war theater, even a constitutional one, is rough, but we'd like to see them well. We don't need more violence. Violence begetting more violence. And, one thing you can say about cannabis, as I said so many times when we were there, Superdon, in Denver at the Cannabis Cup, 30,000 or so people, nobody was hitting anybody. Everybody was peaceful and happy, and it was like...
Well, and you know, the people that were against this were saying, oh, there's going to be, rampant rioting in the streets and crime's going to go up. And, later, no change in Denver.
No, it's not happening. But I can't speak for New York. I got out of there after I was born, shortly thereafter. recent amendments to New York's medical marijuana legislation would include not allowing it to be used for glaucoma. I mean, dude, even before there was all of this movement for medical marijuana, glaucoma was the one thing they were going, yeah, that's a legitimate use, reducing the pressure in the eye. And they're going, not in New York.
No. And you know why?
They say they've got drugs. They've got drugs.
Oh, yeah,
for
we've
that
got
now.
Better drugs. Yeah, we've got pharmaceuticals for that.
Right. Exactly. Well, it tells you all you need to know about government, federal and state, falling in line with the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. That's right, the state-sanctioned religion. But we'll allow it for rheumatoid arthritis. That's what they said. But not glaucoma. Lovely. Happy New York. Get out while you can. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, 911 calls. This is interesting. We hope that we don't have to call 911 to track down Ty Bollinger because he's on the road again today.
Farmers,
what is that? Oh, you know one of those things that pops up?
What you don't know?
I hate it when that happens.
Hey, all right. Don't you love those?
Yeah, when you go to a website to play an audio.
Right?
Yeah, oh, it's perfect. Well, now I've got to see if I can stop it. Let's see. I think I did. I'm going to mute it. And I'm going to crank that back up. Good. Now I'm going to take that off because we've got 911 calls to play. And at least a couple. And there's some strange ones that happen. People call 911 for all kinds of things. Like, I can't even make up some of the ones that we found here.
Well, how about the one that we covered a while back where there was a ring around the sun? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. We actually got to play that. There's a strange ring around the sun. I don't think that's ever happened before. Help me. What are you going to do? Nobody's
a lot of people just think 911 is something that they call when they want anything. And a couple of examples I wanted to throw at people this week. In fact, I think last week there was a lady in North Carolina that apparently went to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And she wasn't happy with the food that she got. And she ended up calling 911 about her pizza.
I'm not telling you. I'm not standing here. What are they going to do about my pizza?
Hello?
I don't have nothing.
Hello?
What about my money? I don't have nothing.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Jackson County Communications.
Yes, I'm down here at Subway by Yes Memorial. I want to make a report. I'm down here. These people don't took my money. They didn't even let us off. I thought it was pizza sauce. And I got an officer down here telling me to shut up all in my face and everything. Can you please send a cop down here?
And you're saying they gave you marinara sauce instead of what?
Instead of pizza sauce. I thought they were putting pizza sauce on my pizza.
Are you kidding?
But they put marinara sauce on it, and it's terrible. And I got my receipt, and I told them I can't eat that kind of sauce. And now they are telling me they can't get my money back, and they can't make me another pizza with pizza sauce on there. They won't even make me a pizza. But they made my mom another sandwich. Without a problem, they said they won't make me a sandwich.
Oh, man. This guy, I think he needs to go back to the basement. They made my mom another sandwich, but they won't make me another pizza.
I need you to bring a cop down here because they gave me marinara sauce instead of pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce. You know, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's not a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, and actually
send an officer down here.
The person that made that call actually got arrested for making that call.
I'm not into a police state, but I guess you've earned it. If you call up 911 and say, I got the wrong kind of sauce, send an officer down, they're coming for you. And they might should.
Check out what happens here in Oregon. Just yesterday, it was released. There's a guy in Oregon making a call to 911 for something you probably wouldn't expect.
Police, fire, medical.
Hi, where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting. Well, let me ask you the same question. It's a legitimate question.
Which question is that?
Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
I would have no idea, sir.
You would have no idea. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, okay, at the drive-thru, come on down to the station. We've got it for you.
Where can I buy a brain?
Right. Yeah. I only had a brain. Listen, someone who has a brain, he won't admit it, but he does. Ty Bollinger, we're going to track him down. We're going to go outside the box with him next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.